Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much. Joining me, Elise Finnan is the Director of Creative Marketing and Management out of beautiful downtown Hoboken, New Jersey. She works with companies of all sizes to help them make sure they're putting their best foot forward online, making sure that they get the most out of their website. She's written extensively on this topic. She's the author of the book Self-Promotion Online. She's the author of a brand spanking new book that's so new that it's just now in, out in bookshelves, bookstores around the country. Elise Finnan, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Welcome back. And Self-Promotion Online is the one I have in front of me, and you've got another one on the way to me, though, don't you?
That's right. It's called Designing Websites for Every Audience.
For every audience. That's a broad statement.
Yes, and the way the book is organized is there's a chapter for each type of user, each type of audience.
What is that? Can you identify the different types of audiences?
Yes. As a matter of fact, I can. If I just even look in the table of contents here, we see that, well, I've kind of divided it into six different users: learners, shoppers, connection seekers, transactors, business browsers, and fun seekers.
Those are pretty intuitive.
Yeah.
And pretty much. Now, the interesting thing to me when I hear you recite those different types of users, of web users, we're all probably one of those in any given week, aren't we?
Yes, or depending on what site we're on.
Well, also, and also, I guess, learners. Once we've been doing it a while, we're no longer. Well, I guess no. I guess we are. We always keep learning, don't we?
Absolutely. I mean, even if, this is all case studies, this book. So the five case studies in the learners chapter are basically people who are going to get information. For example, there's a site called breastcancer.org, which is where people who are interested in finding out more about breast cancer and how to treat breast cancer, that's what they're there to learn about.
Mm-hmm.
But I also put the Wall Street Journal online in that chapter.
Right.
Because people who are reading the newspaper are in the process of learning.
So are you saying that our site needs to be prepared for all six types of users?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I'm saying that you have to find your users in the six types based on what they're coming to your site to do, not because
right.
that's the type of person they are.
Right.
And then follow the guidelines of the sites who are similar.
For example, if you don't have e-commerce on your site,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to be as likely to appeal to transactors. Was that one of the times?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But you might allow people to shop on your site. You might be able to attract shoppers, but just not buyers, because
mm-hmm.
they can look at your catalog, but maybe they've got to make a phone call to buy.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing?
Yeah. And the thing is that, you know, if yours is a shopping site, then there are certain things you need to be paying attention to graphically that you wouldn't necessarily have to pay attention to if it was just a business browsing type of site.
Right.
So that's why I've organized it that way, so that you can basically find your site in there and say, okay, here are some examples of what these sites are focused on,
mm-hmm.
and what I need to be, you know, paying attention to in my site.
This sounds like an awfully good resource. I know that you've written this a lot for the technicians too, the people who create sites, but the people that people like me hire.
Right.
To build these sites for us. But it seems to me that this would be an awfully good resource for people like me to make sure that our site builders aren't wandering us off in a direction that we don't need to go in.
That is exactly my point of, yes.
Because
because the designers do not know that this stuff is important.
Yeah, their focus is technology and aesthetics, not necessarily all. Now, not always, folks. I don't want to make too general a statement, but oftentimes, let me say it that way. Oftentimes, the designers' focus is aesthetics and technology. Technology meaning all the cute ways that you can create something on a site instead of usability.
Yeah. And it's not even that they don't care about usability. They're not thinking about the user for some bizarre reason. They're just not.
Well, yeah.
It's the strangest thing to me. I have to tell you, on a site for a nonprofit that I'm involved in here, we were promoting an event, okay? And the idea was put the event on the homepage. But the only thing the designer put on the homepage was a link, a banner that was animated. And so you had to keep your eyes on it for like 60 seconds or 30 seconds maybe in order to read the whole thing because the words flashed, the membership mixer. And then as soon as you clicked on it, if you could figure out what it was, it opened a PDF file.
Huh.
So, you know, the simple idea of let's put the date and time for this event on the homepage turned into something completely unusable that prevented people from getting the information.
Well, and you've heard me lament the sites that I've gone to try to buy something. And, you know, let's say it was socks. And I knew they sold socks. And I knew they sold socks online. But I couldn't find out how to buy socks on their site. I mean, instead of, you know, there should have been a big flashing sign on the front that said, buy socks here. And it wasn't there, or a reasonable facsimile thereof.
So the main, actually one of the main issues, because I don't want to spend our whole time just complaining about sites as much as giving people
right.
some ideas about what they could do and focus on, but one of the main issues in terms of a homepage of any type of site is to know what the two or three at the most main goals of your users are to your site. And make sure that your homepage highlights that.
Mm-hmm.
Because what most companies do is they say, well, here are all the different things we offer. That's what has to be on our homepage. And it ends up turning into a very cluttered, unable to decipher site that people won't spend their time on.
Right.
So you really have to make your decisions and say, well, really what people come to the site for is to get support of our products. So we have to make sure that, yes, they can buy them, but this is not our main buying channel. This is our main support channel.
Elise, hold that thought. Folks, the new book is called Designing Websites for Every Audience. The other book, the one that's already out, is called Self-Promotion Online by Elise Benin, B-E-N-U-N. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. Elise Benin is our guest. She's the author of Self-Promotion Online, which is out in bookstores right now. It's a beautiful book. It's a very colorful, four-color book that shows you about designing websites, the actual look of the website. And then she's following that up with another book that you're going to like a lot, folks, Designing Websites for Every Audience. That means your audience. And that's and truth is, folks, your audience is, because you probably got more than one audience, one type of audience looking at your website. And so I'm recommending this book to you because of what you've heard Elise and me talk about, and the importance of making sure that your site isn't designed for you, it's designed for your customers, for your audience. Right, Elise?
Absolutely.
Give us your website, please.
I have two. The companion site to the book that's already out is selfpromotiononline.com, and you can download a pre-sample chapter there. And I also have lots of resources and articles on artofselfpromotion.com.
Check that out. Now is the new book, Designing Websites for Every Audience. When is it going to be? Is it actually out now?
It is out.
Okay, it's at Amazon and a lot of bookstores too.
Barnes and Noble.
Yep. All right. And that's Elise Benin. That's I-L-I-S-E, first name, B-E-N-U-N, last name, Elise Benin. And check that out. Elise, give us some things that we need to know about our websites.
Well, just kind of building on the point we made before the break, the homepage is so important in terms of how it's structured, because if people can't find their way from the homepage, they're not going to get any deeper into your site. And one of the main problems I hear people complaining about is a homepage that's too cluttered, that has too much information, and they can't figure out where they should go, or they can't find what they're looking for. And sometimes the problem with finding what you're looking for is more semantic than anything else, in that the words in the customer's mind don't match the words in the company's mind.
Hmm.
So there's a disconnect there.
Like if we use jargon.
That's right.
Yeah.
Or if I'm doing a critique of a bunch of sites for a presentation I'm giving tomorrow in Princeton, and so I was looking at these sites, and one was a site selling products that have to do with photography and computers. And if you were interested in the products, all they had was a list of the product numbers and, you know, the product names, none of which means anything to me. And so, you know, if I were to give a critique to that site, which I will, you know, I would suggest that they give me a little blurb that tells me what that product does. I mean, it's simple stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But people don't think about it. You just think, here's my brochure, put it on the web.
Well, we also think that people are, I think one of the problems we have, Elise, is we think that our customers, our prospects, are as motivated and excited about what we have to offer as we are.
Right.
And that's not true. I mean, that's awfully presumptuous of us. I mean, our customers and our prospects are totally self-absorbed with themselves and what they want. And the only way that they're going to get excited about what you have is if you make it easy for them to get excited.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're talking about.
Definitely. You really do have to make it easy.
They show up and they say, what's in it for me?
Mm-hmm.
And then once they get into your site, they start asking this question, what have you done for me lately? Don't they?
Yeah. I think, but more than anything, I think they're like, just give it to me fast. Whatever it is, give it to me fast.
Yeah.
You know, because speed, no matter what kind of user or visitor we're talking about in the six different categories, the truth is that most people are in a hurry. And, for example, on these learner sites, there's a lot of material, there's a lot of information. And you know how sometimes you go somewhere and you want to read a site, you want to read a page on a site, but there's just too much text and you can't stand reading it on the screen?
Right.
So you prefer to print it out. And a lot of people print out the things they want to read mm-hmm. on a website. But if you make your visitors, you know, click to the next page in order to continue the article, that's going to make it difficult to print out.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to, you know, ask yourself the question, are people going to be wanting to print this information out? And if so, how can I make it easier for them to do that?
Mm-hmm. And so then you would say, print, click here to print or something like that?
Yeah, I mean, sometimes a lot of sites nowadays have a printer-friendly version.
Right.
So you could have that, but you'd also have to make it clear that you have it, not put it at the very end of the article where people have to scroll down in order to see it.
Another thing is, if that's copyrighted material, it gives you the opportunity to make sure that your attribution is included in that form, so when it prints out with a copyright.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you a little control over that too, doesn't
mm-hmm.
it? Yeah. Elise, I've got about 30 seconds. Last thoughts before we go.
I guess just to not assume that the person who's designing your site understands all of this, and to remember that you know your users and your visitors better than anyone else.
And if you don't, you better find out about them, right?
Yeah.
Because otherwise you're going to spend some money and a whole lot of going a whole lot of effort to create something that maybe isn't working, maybe won't work.
Definitely. And also, sometimes the people who visit your site are different from the people that you deal with offline.
That's a good point.
And how are they different, and what do they need that's different?
And this is not rocket science. We know all this stuff. I mean, this is known information, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
That's the main thing, folks, is this is not a mystery anymore. This information is known. Elise, thank you very much for joining us.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Give us the name of the new book.
Designing Websites for Every Audience.
By Elise Benin. She'll be back real soon. I will be, too, right after these messages, 29 after.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.